Mr. Garcia. Let's try to conclude this.
Yeah, and these will be my last comments. What I just wanted to say is that this is this has been an extremely, I think, taxing and emotional process for everybody here. At the end of the day, there are people that clinically need access to safe medicine, and there's no question. I wish I could say that our federal government has given us clear direction. I wish I could say that our courts have given us clear direction, but those would be false statements. And so what we're left with is direction from other courts, from lower courts, that create an unease, I think, in the community, and certainly a difference of opinion. What I'm hoping happens tonight, and I think the initial request was for a full-out ban, which I think would have been inappropriate for the city of Long Beach and certainly for patients' rights. What I think is being proposed is, and what I'd like to see is, again, this temporary exemption clause that would be part of this, of the ordinance. The reason why I propose 6 months, and I'll explain that one last time, is what it allows us to do is we will basically go from about 55 collectives that are out there, of which 30 or so, or 35, are illegal. And we'll reduce that number over the course of these next 6 months, hopefully, as much as possible, to the 18 that are part of the legal process. Now, I know that a vast majority of these 18, and I hopeful most of them, are good neighbors, and they're doing the right thing. As Councilman DeLong suggested, if at 5 months or at 4.5 months, these 18 are doing the right thing, that we can have a discussion about extending that for another 6 months or whatever number the council chooses. My only concern with the year, and listen, if a year goes through, I could live with that, but my concern with the year is that we lose the ability to, if one of these 18, even if it's only one, is not a good neighbor, then we lose that ability then to bring them to closure, which is why I had mentioned the 6 months, and I still believe that it provides an opportunity to review the 18 that hopefully are good neighbors. And I'll leave it at that.
Councilmember Gablet.
So then, Robert, would you be willing to include in your motion that this item does return to the City Council in 6 months for further evaluation? Because if you don't put that in here, then automatically this ban goes into play in 6 months. Then they're all closed down.
Well, and I think the motion would be not at 6 months, but at
4 months.
At 4 or 5 months at an appropriate time that we would review the status of, I could accept that we would review the status of the ordinance, including obviously what you described as far as where we're at with shutting down all the illegal collectives and where we're at with looking at those that are still in our process and reviewing them.
So if we don't, fair. You understand, if we don't add that in here,
I accept your that.